Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey everybody, this is James Young from the rock band Styx, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris. Don't touch that dial.
Can't beat that. James Young from Styx, from back in the day, in the show, and Jeff Pilsen coming up from Horn.
Yeah, so looking forward to that.
I like the music aspect of the show. It's a nice touch as we expand hours and got more time and dive in different industry.
Definitely. All right. Do you want to discuss, and we have about 10 minutes before Kevin Lee comes, you want to talk baseball in the College World Series or what I believe is an awful decision and an awful precedent set by the PFL?
Oh, let's go awful precedent by PFL for the win, Alex.
Where's Francis Ngannou?
He's probably in Nigeria.
Well, he's probably not. But. So Francis Ngannou, and I love that Junior Dos Santos called Francis Ngannou out.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw it. I reposted the tweet.
I did see.
He basically said, you want to fight, you threw five punches. You're supposed to be the advocate for fighters. That's the whole, your whole BS.
And that's why he took the deal, because it gave fighters guaranteed money to fight against them, and it set them up for success in the future.
So the PFL sets this fight knowing they're best friends, knowing they're godfathers of the children, knowing the connection. A, what did they expect? B, it wasn't a fixed fight, from what I understand. It was just a really boring sparring session, which you had to anticipate. And then by suspending both, and mainly the winner, your newest acquisition now slides in. It's not his fault.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not all, you know, huffy-duffy on Shane at all. It's not his issue. It's the PFL that made this decision to let this guy now in. It's total BS. Makes me want to watch even less.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
I don't know either. It's not a good look. It's awful, actually.
How about you do this, then, if you're going to do penny ante chicken garbage? Make that a buy. Why are you giving somebody that didn't qualify for the playoffs
a route in? Because there's obviously an agenda of some sort
to
get somebody a title shot.
It appears.
So
I don't know how else you could look at it any other way. How can you penalize the guy that had a boring fight? He won the fight.
Yeah.
It's in the book as a win.
Right.
Now, I understand, and I still have said to this day, I loved when Dave Feldman would jump up and yell at his fighter and yell in the back. No different than Dana. Do you want to be an effing fighter?
Did you see Dave Feldman on Friday night?
No.
He was livid.
Whatever.
Luis Palomino fought a safe fight. He said he fought a safe fight, that he wasn't willing to risk it all till after the fight against Lilly. And then he said, Eddie Alvarez, I'll risk it all against you, though. And so that Feldman was just, if you could burn a hole, like, you know, like Superman has those x-ray eyes that like burn lasers. Man, if Feldman had lasers, he would have put a hole through Palomino.
Didn't know. I was at dinner on Friday night.
Yeah.
Went to a really cool place. I believe this particular facility has the second most draft beers in the world, right? In the world.
Okay. All right. Is that NASCAR themed?
No.
Because that's a draft. Like, that's a thing. Drafting is pretty much an Olympic sport at this point. Could you do that? Could you drink and drive if you all went the same direction? Like, because that's what makes it dangerous, right? Like, it's all the cross intersections and people going right, left, U-turns. If you were in NASCAR, could you drink and drive if you all were going around left?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you don't have to have a license to drive NASCAR.
Can we get that sanctioned? You think we could like create a drinking only race?
You're only allowed two hot pockets, you know, in your microwave in the car. A race.
Yeah, I think we could do it. I think we could create a drinking only league.
All right, real quick before we hit the break and then go, reach out to for the UFC, the Motown Phenom, College World Series. LSU wins game one.
It did.
In a fairly close game, if I remember. Game two, a blowout,
which I think was a mistake.
Having the blowout,
I think they blew their wad. They gave it all up. They should have rested players. They should have like got the lead, win the game, rest, and then go for that final title.
Yeah, I don't buy into any of that.
That's strategy.
What I had the problem with, and it was funny because Sean called me, and Sean's a Gator fan. He goes, but if I'm LSU and you steal, I mean, this is a written rule. This isn't unwritten. This is a written rule. If you steal up that much, next dude gets drilled. Period. And if it's such a large lead, who cares if the pitcher's thrown out?
Just like the UFC, the stern warnings. Right. There's no replication. Like if he hit somebody, they all bench clear, run out, and like bump chest. Well, nobody throws any punches.
Not necessarily in college.
There's no fighters.
I'm saying they may not storm out. They may not have a bench clear. But you have to retaliate. You don't steal that far up. Then I also said my dad tossed and turned. What was it? Monday night. My dad rolled over. He was cremated 3.5-4 years ago.
Right.
So LSU is running up the score now, and rightfully so. Guy's rounding third. The chance of the left fielder throwing this guy out at home, you have a better chance of starting in the Super Bowl.
I could do that.
So he tries to throw home. So what happened?
I didn't make it.
No, runner goes to second.
All right.
My dad not only would have kicked him off the team, and I guarantee you that, he would have made him walk home from Omaha.
I mean, that's a
again
common mistake, but there should have been a cutoff.
It's not
man,
a common mistake.
There should have been a cutoff man in between the field and home.
There
that
was
makes that decision to reroute it to second.
Well, no.
Yeah.
If I'm the left fielder and the shortstop is over between me and third for the throw home, and you can see the guy already rounding third and like halfway home, I'm still throwing it to second.
Right.
I'll leave the shortstop out to dry.
Sure. But that's why they're college players, not pro players.
Well, at that level, they're pretty much pro.
They're not.
But they're pretty much.
Well, the NIL contracts make them pros. Well, now they are pros.
It was fun to watch.
It was great to watch.
You know, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed that we drove by there once or twice when we were there.
Can we just put a rule? If you cross the third or first baseline on a bench clearing brawl, that if you cross the line, you must throw a punch.
No, you must land a punch.
That works.
Well, yeah, you're saying throw. No.
Because I'm tired of just seeing Don Zimmer get thrown to the ground. And, Nolan Ryan.
No, that was beautiful.
The only two great baseball fights of all time, Nolan Ryan and Zimmer.
See, again, it shows you don't know a whole lot. Bud Harrelson, there was a great fight at second base. That one was good. The one I was involved in was pretty good.
Where was that?
It was in Tampa. The St. Pete Cardinals playing, I believe it was the Tampa Tarpons, and we pulled off a triple play, the St. Pete Cardinals. And when I say we, I was employed by the St. Pete Cardinals. I was the bat boy.
Okay.
And Hal Lanier was the manager. I remember it differently. And then the next inning, they retaliated, and they slid in hard at second, cleats up. Did not go well.
Okay.
Bench clearing brawl.
Yeah, real punches thrown.
Real punches thrown.
Landed.
And I was literally picked up by the back of my collar by a St. Pete Cardinal and basically threw me up against the wall. Well, I was beating up the Tampa bat boy.
why does that happen? Why in hockey?
Goalies go after goalies.
And bat boys go after bat boys. Like guitarist after guitarist.
Well, no. Bass guitarist against bass guitarist. You can't be the lead. What's a lead guitarist? What are they called? This is live.
We could start a musician, like a rock and roll brawl. We could have like a fight between bands and be like, I'm going to kick your bass.
Luckily, it's break time. Let's go hit a quick break. When we come back, we'll be headed to Las Vegas, and we're going to speak to Kevin Lee. He was on this program, and I'm going to say it to him before his last fight as well. Do you remember when? This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink.
This is Pete Banaszak from the Oakland Raiders. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
The hobby of trading cards is back and better than ever. Rhino Cards, specializing in sports cards, Star Wars, and MetaZoo, has just opened a second location in St. Petersburg at 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B, and would love you to stop by to buy, sell, or trade cards. Rhino Cards is a licensed Upper Deck Diamond dealer as well as licensed Fanatics and Topps dealer. Get back in the hobby or add that special card at Rhino Cards, 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B in St. Pete, and 4548 South Suncoast Boulevard in Homosassa.
How's it going, everybody? It's Jordan with Curated Heat, one of the best vintage stores in St. Petersburg, Florida. We are located on 2356 Central Ave in downtown St. Petersburg. We have sold to many different type of people, including Super Bowl winning athletes, celebrities, influencers. We do everything from vintage clothing, Supreme, Hypewear, Kicks, everything you could want, man. So make sure to come stop on down and see us at Curated Heat. Make sure to contact us on our Instagram at Curated Heat or our whatnot at Curated Heat. Again, our Instagram at Curated Heat or whatnot at Curated Heat.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Chuck Knoll, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back up to you live from Tournament to Pizza. I dropped the ball big time on our veteran ticket website.
Wow, big time. What'd you do?
So, you know, tickets pop up all the time.
Right.
You know, we were able to get some tickets for the UFC and was really pretty cool. I went up and left corner and I brought a couple down into one of the pair of the seats. And then I went up to the 300 level and I saw a young guy with his young daughter move them down. So it was pretty cool. So on this site, there's been a lot of Orlando. What the heck is their soccer team's name?
Orlando City.
Thank you. How about you actually know something?
Well, I know a lot of things.
So Orlando City tickets have been on there nonstop. Now, I can't guarantee that the Miami game was on there. I'm going to say it was for a long time. And then Messi signed.
Yeah.
Didn't think to go back until days after. So obviously those tickets are gone. Somebody told me or told my son that they would sell some of their tickets for like $30. Got over 600.
Yeah.
I mean, what if Messi doesn't even play?
Well, and what I saw from the Messi thing, we didn't talk about it last week, but he structured the deal in a way where he gets like apparel and like growth of the league.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, it's not just like the salary.
No, because the salary isn't what he could have gotten, you know, from the Saudis.
Sure.
But it's a combination of living in Miami, living the life, which he could live anywhere, you know, and live any kind of life because of who he is and, you know, the millions that he has. But yeah, it's part of the league. It's the apparel. It's a lot of that stuff. So good for him.
Yeah. I'm just looking up stuff.
Yeah, but I'm sure it has nothing to do with sports.
It kind of does. I mean, like the Kevin Lee thing, you know, there's a lot of controversy of him coming back because of the past, like the racial comments and like there's controversy and like, you know, they're questioning like why they bring him back. But in a combat sport, like why, what does it matter about what's said, your viewpoints? Like, you know, it just is a violent sport. So, you know, it's not like this new.
Can I just correct one thing?
Yeah.
I would just want to correct one thing you said.
Yeah.
What does it being a sport have to do with anything? I don't care. No, what I'm saying is, and you know where I stand on all this, I don't care what you say. I don't care what you do.
Well, you can't say gay after July 1st because there's a fine now. Like in the state of Florida, the new law that goes into effect, like if you say gay, like it's a $10,000 fine.
So
it's a serious offense.
When I'm doing some legal work in the NTO and I have to call Gay Electric, I'm going to get fined.
I mean, I think it's a context.
Now we got to rely on other morons.
Well, look, in the fight game, in the trash talking world, like when people try to get under someone's skin or take them out of their mental focus, if you slip and say something publicly against your opponent and it violates a new Florida law. I mean, I was just told this morning, I was on the phone call and I got a call that said there was like
list. And you were told you were gay?
And I was like, I wasn't even at the Pride Parade this week.
Now, what if you are gay?
I'm not gay. But I'm always happy. But if I was at the Pride Parade, Tampa canceled it because of the controversy.
Hold on.
Tampa didn't want the backlash from having the Pride celebrations. St. Pete went ahead with it, and it had from what I hear, an amazing event. I mean, half my staff went. So it's just one of those things where the world is changing, and you're going to be held accountable for your words. And so that's why I'm asking you. When it comes to like Kevin Lee and the controversy about making racial comments and his troubled past, does it matter? Is that kind of like an exemption if you're a pro fighter trash talking and you slip up and make one of these new regulation violations? Are you going to be held personally accountable by the state of Florida?
Well, I guess that's what they're claiming the law is about, which again, to me, is stupid.
I don't know if you can say stupid anymore.
But what if you are stupid?
No,
I'm just saying, if you are stupid, and I'm talking to you personally.
Not me.
You are. So I'm saying you are stupid. So if you are stupid, how can I get in trouble for saying you are stupid?
Well, because that's your opinion.
Right, and I'm entitled to
it. And I was nice to you. You're being mean to me. I was being nice to you.
I'm not being mean. It's just a response to what you're saying.
You know, back in the 1100s.
Why did you like close your eyes like you're a bad?
No, but I refrained from like calling you out yesterday. There was a picture of a door. It's only 32 inches wide, back from the monk days in the 1100s, and there was the doorway to the kitchen. So when monks got too fat from eating too much, that they couldn't make it through the doorway to get to the food. And that was their punishment.
Is this a quick story?
So unlike the revolving door at Golden Corral you use, this is a narrow, 32-inch door. And I didn't even tag you in it. I was like, you know what? I'm going to keep it to myself because Randy's my ally. He's my best friend. And he would never call me stupid on radio.
Okay, let me ask you this. And I don't want to say any particular restaurant, but you did just reference one. Why does it look so much better on TV commercials than in person?
Because everything comes out of a can. It's made by people that don't care. It's been sitting around for hours. You know, and it's hard to dip your fruit in the chocolate fountain when you are guarding it.
I'm trying to get Mick Ferrari to answer the phone. I'm trying to get Mick on. We could do impromptu queer eye for the sports guy.
And I saw he was down at the Pride Parade. I mean,
of course he's there.
Grand Marshal and leading the way. Is it better to be in the front of the parade or in the rear?
We're going to ask because he's sending me his number. So as soon as I get it, I will send it to, he's at the doctor's with his folks.
Oh.
I want to know if it's okay to call him gay.
Well, not till July 1st. Well, I guess you can till July 1st, but then.
Well, no. If he tells me it's okay, I'll call him after.
He's not the governor.
He's all that matters.
If a police officer hears the infraction, if you're out and he hears it, you're going to get cited.
Cite this.
Whoa, you can't be that aggressive. Now I feel intimidated. And I need a supervisor. But that's the world we're living in, Randy. Your opinion is not valid, if it makes my feeling uncomfortable.
Right. No, that's the world that it is today.
That's the world we live in.
Where I live in the world of I don't care if it bothers you. I don't care if what you do bothers me. Just don't. Do it in front of me.
But that's a dying breed.
It is a dying breed.
Not that,
you would have liked my phone conversation yesterday, by the way.
What'd you do?
So I purchased a refrigerator.
Oh, nice.
Through the exchange website.
How big is the ice maker in it?
Can I finish?
I'm just asking for personal reasons.
Through the military exchange.
Okay.
You go to the military exchange site. It then sends you to this very large home improvement site,
okay,
which is now in partners with the exchange.
Okay.
I purchased 9 times this refrigerator.
9 of them?
Well, it kept kicking it out. It kept this. It kept that. Then because the exchange blocked it so many times, now my credit card's blocking it. Because who needs 9 refrigerators?
A guy that got kicked out of Golden Corral. I mean, I'm just saying the doors are narrow now.
I wonder if Golden Corral does that annual pass like Olive Garden does. Oh,
sure. Sure.
You know, Olive Garden does that. It's like all the pasta you can eat.
Don't you have a Golden Corral, a Golden card?
No, I don't.
You have a Hooters like VIP card.
I do have a Hooters VIP card. Yeah. And you don't. And that makes my card even more valuable.
That's the only thing I want when you pass on. Leave that in the will.
I saw a great John Daly reel.
Oh, where he drove the golf cart into the Kenny Chesney concert?
No, but this one we can't say everything that he says in it on the video. But he's like, you can't drink like me.
Uh-huh.
You can't smoke like me. You can't do, and he names other things that you can't do like him. So then he goes, and you know, he says then, blankety blank, blank, blank. Now let's come on down and let's party.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
Do you like the new age of golf? You like how it's evolving to a younger, Rory McIlroy just tosses.
Hold on. What's his name?
Rory McIlroy. Is that name?
Rory McIlroy.
Rory? Okay. No. But he takes the golf ball and he just throws away. He doesn't collect anything. He's not sentimental. He doesn't care about collecting trophies or memorabilia. He only cares about winning and chasing checks.
Well, that's the thing. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar just sold off a lot of his memorabilia. He goes, what good is this for me? You know, to hide a ring or hide a trophy or something in my back room when this money can help children, you know, develop them, you know, for later on and moving up and, you know, doing the things that they do. So big ups to Kareem. But then big ups if you don't want to do that. Again.
But do you think golf should be more fun, like a cheering fan
like
base?
The 16th hole that Steve was too lazy to walk to when we were out there in Arizona? And he was like, no, let's don't go. It's hot out. Oh, yeah, that was me. That was me. And that's not exactly how it went down. I asked one of the security about going there. And he's like, I wouldn't go there now. So it was so late and whatever. But all right, let's hold off on the break.
Okay.
Because I got a funny story to tell about our next guest.
Oh, really?
But let's welcome our next guest, and then we can tell the story. Let's welcome back to the program, Kevin Lee. Kevin, how are you?
Yes, sir. What's happening? How are you doing?
Not too bad. Appreciate your time. We spoke before your last fight, so maybe we're a little good karma.
Yeah. Before the last one in Florida, right?
Correct.
In Miami, I think.
Yes, sir. You are correct.
Yeah, I don't forget nothing. I got the elephant memory, you know?
There you go. I like that. So how have you been since last time we've talked?
I've been great. I had to heal up from that fight, but I feel in great spirit and in great shape. I feel indestructible, so I'm excited to kind of go out there on Saturday night and put on a good show. I'm fighting a guy who's a little unknown to Americans especially, but he's a really tough challenge. On a 19-fight win streak, and he's trying to make a name for himself. So I got my work cut out for me this weekend.
Since, you know, we got to that name and your opponent on Saturday in your last fight against Diego Sanchez, does it matter? Does it matter the name of the fighter? Does it matter? You said kind of unknown here in the States, but known overseas. Obviously, people knew Diego. Does any of that come into play, you know, when you agree to a fight and when you get in a fight?
It does. I'm not going to lie. You know, maybe not from a skill standpoint because the man is who he is, but from a promotion standpoint and a business standpoint, it does. It's looked at a little different when you have to fight these guys and you beat them and nobody's heard of them and they don't understand how tough it is to get these W's sometimes. And if you lose, obviously it's a lot more devastating. So it's a lot of pressure behind it, but I enjoy the pressure. I wanted the pressure. I kind of asked for it. So I'm somebody who under pressure, I'm going to rise to the occasion. I took this fight very, very serious and through training camp and through this last year. And it's going to be the one that makes me shine. I think that pressure is going to make a diamond.
Talking to Kevin Lee, UFC on ESPN 48 this weekend in Las Vegas. How has the process changed over the years? Has it changed?
You mean for my fight preparation?
Yeah, you know, preparing for a fight, whether it's the nutrition, whether it's the rest. Has it changed over the years?
It has. It's kind of been on swings. You know, I went through a long swing of a recovery first type of deal, you know, and I think that's kind of became popular for a while, and we pushed ourselves too hard early on, so then we went through a phase of recovery. But this last year, I kind of got away from that. I kind of got away from, oh, let me rest and let me focus on my rest days and all this. Like, this last year has been hard work, and it's nothing but hard work. And even when I'm tired, even when I'm sore, even if I don't want to do it, I still get in there and I still make myself do it. And I still make myself go through that. And I think that's going to pay dividends in my cardio and in my preparation for the fight. So it does change a little bit, and I feel like I've found that sweet spot now. I'm at the place in my life where I'm 30 years old. I'm hitting my prime physically as a man. I feel like a grown man, but I also got 18 fights in the UFC, 25 fights overall. And, you know, that's giving me the experience to know how to use this body and know how to get in there and use the strength in the right way.
So Kevin, obviously we're in the middle of the tough season 31 where it pits vets versus, you know, upcomers. Being out of the UFC and now having this redemption, this chance to come back, has it changed your approach? Are you more appreciative of the process now that you're with the greatest, you know, the biggest promotion on the planet? And anything changed from the past?
I've always taken it very serious, but now I realize I'm the vet now. So with that, I realize I've got the target on my back. These guys are trying to make a name off of me. So you have to be very, very serious. You can't overlook anybody just because you haven't heard of them or anything like that. But in that season that you're speaking on, I think the vets are up 4-0, right? The vets
are up 4-0. 5-0. Last night was 5-0.
Oh, there you go. 5-0. So this weekend I'm making it 6-0. This is the comeback year. I feel like people ain't really seen me at fight at this level in 3 years, and this is the year of comeback. This is, you know, you've seen John Jones come back this year.
So,
you're gonna see Conor McGregor come back later in the year, and you're gonna see me come back on Saturday.
Well, let's see if Conor McGregor comes back during tough and helps get a win for that team. But after you win on Saturday, you'll have a lot of things going through your mind, I'm sure. But get the mic. Can you like say, hey Dana, can we go back to Detroit at some time soon?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, that's funny that you say that. That's on my mind. I think they should go back at the end of this year. I would love that. I would love to put on a good fight there. There's another guy from Detroit that's kind of making a name for himself at my weight class. So we might make a little showdown or something, a little Motown showdown, make it happen. Either way, even if they don't go out of Detroit, I'm going to tell them, let's leave the Apex alone. The pandemic is over, people. Like, we can step back into these big arenas. I would love to fight again at Little Caesars Arena. 20,000 people, all my people. That's kind of where my eyes is at. It's a different energy when you win 20,000 people
to go,
arena.
I'd love to go into Detroit. Been up there a couple times. Was up there for the couple UFCs. So I got a story to tell you, and my wife always tells me, why do you tell these stories? It makes you look bad. And I laugh and I say, I don't care what I look like. You know, I truly don't. All right. If it's a funny story, it's a funny story. So the UFC's in Detroit. I just left a Hardcore Pawn. The Golds are friends, blah, 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 blah. I'm walking around downtown. Mm-hmm. I think we were getting ready to go to that all-you-can-eat Brazilian. And I see a guy with a really cool shirt. And I've only seen this shirt one other time. And I said to that person, okay, wow, I just saw that same shirt in Las Vegas at the last UFC. And the person was very, very cordial, kind of laughed and said, cool. And he walked away. I want to thank you for being so cool. It was you.
Yeah, that sounds like something I do. Yeah, that sounds like something I say. But, I mean, for one, you knit it on the head. I do wear some cool-ass shirts. So, you know, I appreciate the love. I appreciate you know. That's cool, yeah. Do you remember what shirt it was? I don't even know.
No, I don't remember breakfast. At my age, I'm barely lucky to remember how to get to the studio. But, you'll see somebody like in Vegas, and you're like, okay, I can correlate Vegas, the UFC, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Well, it just didn't hit me. I didn't realize it was you when I first said that. And then as you walked away, I put all the pieces together, and I go, I am an idiot.
No, it's cool. I get that a lot. You know, I kind of always am low-key. So people, especially now that my brother's kind of reaching a new level of fame in the world and even outside of MMA, a lot of more people are recognizing me, but they're like, oh, that's him. I don't know, you know, okay, all right. And they kind of, you know, they'll comment something else outside of who I am. And then I'll walk past them, and then they'll be like, oh, okay, yeah, I remember now. So, yeah, that's a real common thing these days. It's cool to me, though. It's cool. If you're cool, I'm cool. That's all.
I'm cool. You're cool. Everybody's cool. But it was really a funny story. How do you relax? Do you relax fight week? And how do you relax outside of fight week?
Not much relaxing going on during fight week. You know, you just gotta. I'm so used to it now that I know to keep calm and just be able to find kind of the calm within the storm. I honestly prefer the storm. I honestly prefer when being super busy. So I kind of stay calm through that. It ain't much relaxing, to be honest with you. This is the most difficult part of the fight up until we actually step into the cage. The week before is so much prep that goes into these fights that people don't understand. That's why these big fights don't happen, because it takes a lot to prepare for them. And outside of fight week, I mean, I play with my son. I think that keeps me grounded. That keeps me relaxed, and that's honestly the main thing that I enjoy. I love being with him, and I could do that every day for the rest of my life, but. You know, Pop's got to put food on the table, and that's what I'm going to do this weekend.
Got to get money for food, and got to get money for more vintage cool shirts.
No doubt. Yeah, if you think my shirts are cool, watch the ones that he put on. It's going to be crazy.
All right, we'll definitely do that. Kevin, great catching up with you. Have fun on Saturday. I know you will. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a care package from Bucked Up Energy Drink as well.
I appreciate that, my man. Yeah, if they go to Detroit, you on the first flight out there.
Well, trust me, I will be there. We'll hang out. I always go to Hardcore Pawn and do all that stuff with those guys. If you've never been there, you need to go at least once. It's absolutely crazy in front of the counter and behind up there.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious. And yeah, you got tickets. You got tickets on deck. I appreciate
we'll
it.
Talk. All right, Kevin, we'll talk soon. Have fun on Saturday.
Thank you.
Take care. That is the Motown Phenom getting back in the octagon Saturday, UFC on ESPN 48.
Yeah.
A lot of cool stuff still to go. Let's go hit a quick break. When we come back, more shenanigans coming to you live from Tournament to Pizza, sponsored by Knockout Radio. We are Knockout Radio. 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jenna Jameson, and you're on Knockout Radio with Randy Harris and Benjamin Glossop.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-man strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shoppe. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we're the Coors Light Twins, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
One. 707 47th Avenue Northeast.
Follow all of the crumbs from the kids from camp.
Yeah,
and you'll find where this place is.
How come you don't start off the show with like the 10 bell salute? What's the 10 bell salute again for?
Why? Who passed away?
Well, I'm just asking what the criteria is to get a 10 bell salute. Like, how do you someone to open up a show? Is it somebody you personally know?
No,
because you haven't done it for just only athletes. You've done it for like
media
broadcasters.
Right.
Public figure.
Yeah, you military. Know, the 10 bell salute is supposed to be just an honor, you know, recognizing.
Is it somebody who like is in the state of Florida?
No.
Is somebody who's in a certain could profession? Be anybody.
Now, as far as me doing it?
Well, yeah, for this show, like, how do you start off a show with like 10 bells to say somebody's life is extinguished and we want to honor them on the program?
What if I knew about it? The criteria is if I knew.
Well, did you hear about the rip currents up in the panhandle this week?
Like no.
Multiple
is this
people,
the football player that
drowned? Yeah, multiple people have died in the rip currents. The ocean
right.
So violent. The rip currents have taken people out. They've drowned. And it took the life of former NFL quarterback Ryan Mallett, 35, died in an apparent drowning in Florida off the Gulf Coast. He was a former Baltimore Raven, played with Brady in New England. And
which one was this? Who was he swimming out to save?
I'm not sure.
Because Sean told me one, and it might have been him, but that there was two out there. So there was the drowning victim's son, and then like a nephew.
Okay.
He swam past his son to save the nephew. So it just, you know, you're not thinking, oh, that's my son. I'm going to go after him. For, you know, he went to the furthest one. I don't know if he is the one that happened to. Just tragic. I mean, it's tragic. And, yeah. And then, you know, pieces of trash just continue on, you know, living.
Would you like to guess what the total number, the 10-year average of U.S. current rip current fatalities is?
912.
71.
Okay. Well, then, see, it's better.
According to the Weather Service.
But that's just here. Or is that everywhere?
And it's the third leading cause of weather fatalities from 2013 to 2023.
What's the top two? See, that's
hurricanes and tornadoes.
Okay, I was going to say, that's a pet peeve when somebody will say, well, he's ranked number two. Well, can you tell me who's one? Or, you know, it's the second or the third or the eighth most. I want a list.
The New England Patriots are deeply saddened to hear the passing, unexpected passing of former quarterback Ryan Mallett. And greatest Buccaneer of all time, Tom Brady, also took to social media to mourn his former teammate, sharing a photo of him and Mallett together on the field. We lost a great man. Thank you for everything, Ryan. Praying for the Mallett family and all their loved ones tonight.
Do me a favor. Pretend you're Jim McMahon and poke your eye out with a fork.
You did like that little dig I did.
I noticed
just
it.
Just to twist the screwdriver.
Well, that's the way you are. you know, I get it.
But I think that's, I mean, the ocean is a beautiful place. But as we learned last week, the Titanic, the submersible that exploded, you know, on pressure when it reached the ocean's floor. You know, the ocean is a very violent place. And throughout the history of the world, I mean, the
water. Unless you're in the Starship Enterprise, there are places we are not meant to go.
I mean, the ocean's a wild place.
Yeah, so is space.
Yeah. Yeah.
So's outside in the driveway. I mean, yeah, it's a shame. And you know what? It's a shame. Can we agree it's a shame?
Of course. Absolutely.
The worst part is that the young man, the son, did not want to go.
Yeah. His father.
And his father basically, him. Yeah, pressured him to go. It's my Father's Day gift.
But,
and blah, blah.
But that's what fathers do. Right? So, I mean, that's what we.
So Sean, my son, for those people that didn't know, obviously uh-huh. You do. He looked at me and laughed. And he said, oh, like you're any better.
Sure.
What happened was we were in Toronto.
I love when you say what happened was. That's always the best tell of a great story. See, you know what happened was. Go ahead.
So we're up the CN Tower.
Yes.
And you can see over the stadium.
Sure.
Now they have a plexiglass floor on just a portion, kind of like what's out at the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
And a little weird, a little eerie, right? You can look straight down.
They have it in CN Tower and then Chicago.
I just said the CN Tower.
Oh, yeah.
So I had him lay on the plexiglass.
Okay.
And he didn't want to do it. And I'm getting mad. And he might even have been tearing up. I'm not sure. And I made him do it. And so he's laying on the strand of the band, you know, like the metal.
Oh, right.
Like if the plexiglass opens up, that's going to keep him up there, sure. Right? But I'm trying to take a picture. I'm standing on top of him. And he goes, that's the same thing. I was petrified and you made me do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but that's what we
parents do.
That's what everybody does. Yeah. Right? Got to experience this. Come on. Let's try it, you know. And
what's the worst thing that can happen? The sub blow up.
It's wild.
Yeah.
Wild week.
You know, and it kind of does put things in perspective. I mean, it truly does. And just because we thought it was safe doesn't mean it is. They thought it was safe.
Yeah.
And now they've all lost their life. But again, not more importantly, but more importantly than the dad, the son, you know, lost his life because the dad pressured him,
sure,
you know, into going. And it sucks. Life is precious.
Did you word pressure on purpose?
Like that.
Like, I mean, it was a terrible week, but
is it too soon to do air supply jokes?
I mean, that's a little insensitive.
They're coming to Epcot.
Okay.
That's all. I'm just saying air supply is coming to Epcot.
Better than SeaWorld.
Don't hate me.
I mean, okay. I'm wrong for that one. But no, it's, you know,
That's the determining factor on if you believe. If that's the determining factor of me going to hell, I'm way past it.
Well, but here's the thing, though. But how many lives have been lost in exploration of anything? The Wild West, the Great Frontier, the discovering a man or the America, like, you know, the pilgrims and, like, you know, explorers, and I mean, so a lot of lives have been lost in the advancement of the human race, right? Exploring outer space and under the sea. So under caves and volcanoes. And so, I mean, it's a tragedy, but at the same time, there's going to be a lot of valuable data that's coming to comfort us, changes for the future.
Well, hold on.
And there's a lot of money that's going to be pumped in for research, for redesign, for more exploration, safer ways of achieving.
On some things. I don't know what good can come from what just happened.
Well, I didn't know.
In that incident.
I didn't. I guess I probably should have known, but I didn't really realize that typically in the marine world that a sphere is a much stronger shape for, like, submersibles or for being under pressure. So this tube design was not nearly as strong, and it got compromised. And that's what they're saying is, like, the major flaw in the design. But, I mean, a sphere, it's such a strong, you know, object, right? And so, like, it's enlightening. It's intriguing. And I'm excited to see what comes out of it, because there's got to be good that comes, or advancement coming from it. That's all I'm saying.
Well, we can do is hope. Like I said, I don't know what good you could get from that. Well, the good is that it's going to tell people don't do it again.
Well, people are going to do it.
First, don't try.
Why would you not try? Why people die in NASCAR races? Like, why drive a car 200 miles an hour and then it crashes into a wall. And then, you know, the next week there's another race.
That's
and
true.
Then they have a full field and there's race car drivers lined up to take that
your
risk.
Place. No.
Right. So if you're going to leave a legacy or if you're going to leave a life behind, go out on your own terms. Do what you love. I mean, if that think about the honor in that, like, hey, I have such a deep love for like exploration and for this experience that if it takes my life, I'm okay with the end result.
It's an interesting way to look at it.
Because I know a lot of people are laying in a hospital bed hooked up to a machine.
No.
Not going out in.
No, for sure.
A spectacular.
You know, fashion. and you know, it's normally me. You're the Debbie Downer bringing this show down. But no, you're right. You don't want to have any regrets. You know, I wear an armband that says live your dash. You know, I try to do that to the best that I can. You know, I'm certainly gone a lot, you know, doing that. You know, had a great time in Jacksonville. Big stuff planned next week in Vegas.
Yeah, International Fight Week coming up.
International Fight Week. Wednesday we'll broadcast live as we do when we go out to Vegas from the Apex.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. Thursday's the Hall of Fame.
Do you think they should continue fighting in the Apex? I mean, Kevin Lee brought it up in the last segment. You know, the COVID's over. Let's go back to normal life. Let's pack arenas. Let's put people in the seats. Let's do it in front of live audiences, a crowd.
I get all that. I get all that. But, A, it's still a business. I'm sure, and I could be wrong, but I'm sure what it costs to put an event on at the Apex compared to what it costs to put an event on in another, you know, you're renting the arena, you're renting a lot of things. Well, you still have hotels. I believe they were going to build their own hotel, too.
I think they did, didn't they? I thought they did.
Well, I didn't know if they finished it. And I was told the new Spectrum field in Clearwater is going to do the same thing.
Really?
That they're going to have hotel rooms there,
wow.
You know, for players and stuff, which is great for the A team. And I'm not talking about B.A. Baracus and
Mr. T.
And Mr. T. Well, yeah. Mr. T was B.A., wasn't it?
What you talk about, fool? I pity the fool.
And I don't remember. Greg Papard, I think, was, you know, the other dude.
Murdoch.
Murdoch. It was a good show. I liked the first one better, personally.
You like the van?
Yeah, the van was cool. Not as cool as my van, but.
Yeah, your van was better.
My van was. I miss that van so much.
Why
do.
Why don't you get another one? Who would you put on the van in today's current roster lineup of who's fighting? Because you can't really go back.
Well, I would.
No, you can't go back.
Why can't I?
Because that's vintage.
Who are you to tell me what to do?
That's old school.
No.
If you got to say new school.
No.
If you did new school, current active fighters. No, they got to be active. It's my game. My rules. I'm like the Ryan Seacrest of this show. Okay?
What, is this Wheel of Fortune now?
Yeah, I'm taking over. Taking over the wheel. Okay? It's my show. It's my game. So only current UFC or Bellator or current fighters in today's roster could be on the van. You got 5 spots.
All right. Wow. You know that mine had more than 5.
Did it?
Oh, yeah.
I know Melvin Gilliard was on.
Well, I probably had 1, 2, 3, probably 4 down each side and a couple on the back. I think it was 10 or 11, but I can do any number.
I'll just go 5.
But here's my question for you then, okay. Chief Nakahoma.
That's offensive.
does it have to be someone that I, A, know, and B, because, you know, every image that was on that van, I reached out to the person, asked permission to use their logo, et cetera, et cetera. Every single person I asked okayed it.
So I have an answer for that. So I'm going to throw this back to my old school boy in Denver back when I was training with Mike Nichols, UFC.
I don't need a story.
Fighter 3. My buddy Russ had an old Thunderbird, and he painted it down the middle. One side was blue, one side was red. And so when he was driving down the street, everybody was like, hey, have you seen that blue Thunderbird in the neighborhood? And then if they were looking for him, he would turn right and come back as a red
You're
car.
You're an idiot. Such an idiot.
So the van has 2 sides. One side, 5 fighters that you personally know, current roster that's going to be on it. The other one could be 5 fighters that you don't personally know, but you're a fan of or you like. Federation, any league, any combat sport.
Okay. Well, then the ones that I don't have a personal relationship with. Yeah, you can write it down. Let's see if I can do it.
So give me the red side. Okay, red side is going to be driver's side.
All right.
Okay. And then blue side.
Which is red, which is blue?
Blue's passenger.
No, I know that, but red, the ones that I would ask permission.
Yeah, red is people you know already. You 5 spots.
Clay Guida.
Number 1 spot?
No, okay, in no particular. No particular order.
All right.
God, I really need to think about it. You know, people that have done the show a lot, and you know I'm going to piss off people.
You could bring Tim Sylvia into it because he's still fighting. Like these are still active guys. Right. He's slap fighting.
From the other side, as much as I can't stand the person, I'll say Connor.
On the blue side?
Yeah. You know, because it'll get views, and that's what people do, get views. I like Michael Chandler. Chandler's a good dude.
On the red or blue?
I don't know him.
You don't know him?
Yeah. Okay, so I mean, you know, he's done the show, but to me, that's not. God, and I know I'm going to miss guys that have been on the show a great deal. I'm going to say Max Griffin on the no. So even though Chuck Liddell is involved with the UFC still, that don't count?
I mean, he's not fighting currently, is he?
No.
Tito's not fighting currently.
No.
No. Don't apply.
I could say Mark Coleman because he's going to be fighting.
It's true.
I'll get back to that.
You with the Godfather on it?
I'm leaning towards.
Okay.
You know, I don't know just off the top of, you know, the other ones, not that, no disrespect to any of these, but if you looked at, it was Chuck, it was Tito, it was Randy, it was Antonio Tarver. You know.
The Magic Man. Yeah.
Pre-situation, but that's another story. Well, you tell me. I mean, I'm sure there's a name you're thinking that I can't think of.
Well, I mean, on the blue side, on the red side, I mean, you've got Henry Cejudo, right? The triple champ, the triple C, friend of the show, been doing it a long time. I mean, you got to go with some females. I mean, I know your original van, I don't think it had any female fighters on it. I don't know if there was a women's division back then.
Yeah, probably not.
So, because Amanda Ronda Rousey was... You know, probably before the van or after the van
came. Right.
So,
well, I think all we'd
have. So you have a chance to have, you know, like, I guess Nunez just bowed out. So she's not.
Yeah, she's no longer eligible. Ronda's not fighting. Even though there's rumor about her coming back.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, there is a rumor.
Wow, that would be incredible. But you have Rose Yamanoudis.
I think Ronda gets beat quicker and easier if she comes back now than when she got beat before. Depending on who they match her up against.
Yeah, Holly Holm. Holly Holm is like.
I think Holly Holm beats her again.
Right. Would she deserve on the van?
No. No. I have to think about it.
Shushenko? I mean, you got to go with a female. You got to make it diverse.
Well, first of all, I don't have to.
Starting July 1st, the world's about diversity in Florida. You got everybody's equal, Randy.
Everybody is equal.
So you gotta have some diversity.
I don't have to do anything.
You should include some female, maybe some trans fighters.
All right, so put yourself on there.
So that'd be on the transmission.
So what names am I not thinking? There's got to be people that you're thinking that I would think, but I just can't think of them.
Well, you got the Paul brothers, got Logan and Jake.
All right. I'll put Logan on.
Logan on the no?
The non-no. The non-no.
Okay, so Logan.
Logan, yeah, Logan's the real deal. But even though I guess he has boxed.
So you've got the Furies.
I'll put Fury on.
You got Deontay Wilder, friend of the show.
Yeah, friend of the show, but I'll put Tyson Fury on.
Tyson Fury on the no or red side?
No,
you don't know him.
I don't know him. John Jones on the red side.
John Jones. Okay. Let's see. Who else is still fighting out there in the fight world? You got Anthony Pettis still fighting?
Yeah. Okay.
Got, who else is still doing it?
I don't know. I'm thinking. I'm just having I want
Mike
to.
Mike Perry. You got Platinum Mike Perry.
I'm trying to think of, you know, like everybody that was on the original van, tight with, did the show a great deal. I could put Bader.
Bader, yeah. So, but here's the thing. Back then, you know, it was really just the UFC.
Right.
And those guys were all superstars. Right. And they were like, and the fights were every so often, every couple months.
Right.
So the buildup and like they're all stars in their own world. Now there's so many fighters and so many different promotions. But who do we have in the PFL? We have any fighters in the PFL? Would you put Francis on there?
No.
Not a Francis fan.
Well, I'm not a fan of Francis in the fighting world.
Okay.
I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with anything Francis did. Honestly, do whatever you want to do. And that goes with everything. You know, the words we can't say. I don't care. I don't care what you go do.
Stipe in there?
No. Why would I put Stipe in there?
I don't know. Maybe it's a the heavyweight champ, three-time champ.
Let's maybe even start this over. So let me ask you this. What's the criteria? Criteria.
Just your people that you like, people you're fans of.
See, again, that's different.
What about the Black Beast? Could you put Derek Lewis on there?
Probably not.
We could go through the MMA bobblehead.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking.
What about Bruce Buffer, the voice of the UFC? Will he make the van?
I don't know. See, again, if it's only five, I got to be. Now, see, I can't do Uriah. As a matter of fact, Dave Manley is going to bring and show me. I'm sure he's not going to let me steal it from him. A one-of-one of somebody.
Oh.
He has one-of-ones of a couple people.
Yeah.
You know, they originally they have an agreement, and then it doesn't work out or whatever. But, yeah, that's the way we should have done it. It's just
you could do a Jim Miller. He's still fighting.
Well, he's going to fight until 3 weeks after he passes away. His final fight will be 2 weeks after.
Oh.
The ashes of him versus the ashes of me.
Somebody else on the Kurt roster like that does it for you?
During the top of the hour break, I'll try to look.
So we did this again, and you did it just all-time favorite. Five all-time favorite fighters that go on the van. Only five spots total.
Chuck Liddell would be number one.
Okay, Liddell number one.
To be honest, I think Chuck, Randy, and Tito are definites.
I have a Chuck on my truck right now. I have the ice barrel in the truck.
Yeah.
So all along the ride.
So those three.
Chuck, Tito, and Randy.
Always. Okay. Those three would.
Hoist get a spot?
Well, again, it depends on, and we'll have to go into the next hour with it. You know, are we talking who I'm friendliest with? Are we talking who are the great? You know,
all the fans listening in, during this break, send us a request, Facebook, message in.
Go to knockoutradio.com.
Give us your top five. If you have one van, one piece of transportation that you would wrap.
On the side of your bicycle, what do you want? I used to have a guy that he rode a bike everywhere. We'll talk more about this. Is Knockout Radio. Brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy.
Now in the streets there is violence, and then a lot of work to be done. No place to hang a low washing, and then I can't blame all on the sun. Oh no, we're gonna rock down to
WTAN Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City,
FM 102.3.
Listen.